Welcome to this course on calming anxiety. It takes a huge toll on our physical body, on our relationships, on our lives. We really need to have a healthy, well-functioning nervous system in order to really enjoy our life, in order to be able to live free from the kind of fear and underlying anxiety that really takes a toll on so many people. In our modern culture, we've recently, over the last 20, 30 years, really started to understand the effect of trauma. In the 1990s, there was a study done called ACEs, Adverse Childhood Experiences, by a big insurance company, Kaiser, and by the Center for Disease Control in the US. And what they discovered by looking at the health and lives of adults and asking them questions about their childhood was that childhood trauma has a huge effect on our lives. It impacted things that you might not expect, like finances. People who've been highly traumatized in childhood, and the higher the score of trauma, the more impacted they were, didn't do as well financially. And when we look at that, we can actually understand that. It's easy to see that if somebody is really fearful or anxious, they can't concentrate in school. They don't have the same kind of social trust, so they don't have the same kind of connections at work. And then there were all of the impacts that everybody could say, oh yeah, I can get that. Heart attacks, cancer, obesity, diabetes, all kinds of diseases are highly correlated to childhood trauma. In recent years, we've understood a lot more about how the brain works. It's really worth understanding the basics of developmental trauma. This is how our brain develops in response to our experience as children. And if we have an experience of being cared for and not neglected, of being treated well and kept safe and not abused, then our brain develops with that trusting environment. We know that even if something bad happens or we're hurt, that someone's going to be there to help us, to protect us, to soothe us. And through that experience, we develop healthy emotional self-regulation. We develop that through co-regulation with other people. And we know a lot more now about the nervous system and the fight, flight, freeze mechanism. Dr. Rick Hansen, a prominent neuropsychologist, talks about the brain being Velcro for negative and Teflon for positive. There are so many ways now that we can easily understand what's happening in our system and develop proficiency in some fairly simple tools, working with the energy in our body, with the thoughts in our mind, with our breath. We really can improve our lives and heal. Whether it's a fairly low-level anxiety, that kind of feeling of dread that keeps our shoulders up around our ears, or if it's a fear of panic, maybe you've had panic attacks and you're afraid that it's going to come back. We hate that feeling of being out of control or powerless. Maybe you're having some kind of health issues. You've gotten some news from the doctor that you need to attend to your cholesterol, or it could be something really serious like a diagnosis of cancer. Dr. Gabor Maté has a book called When the Body Says No. The effect of our life experiences, including the traumatic ones, on our body, our breath, our mind, our energy, and how we can actually work with that. The big take home here is that it's possible to heal, so it's worth the effort that it takes. The practices in this course are very simple, they're proven, they will increase your resiliency, you'll be better able to emotionally self-regulate and to connect with other people as well. Sometimes we're so shut down and so numb that we don't even realize that fear and anxiety is an issue for us. Come through this course with me. It will open up your life in a way that you probably didn't even think was possible. It's worked with me and it's worked with thousands of people. Try it and see for yourself.